Do you fit the profile of a fraud victim? I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Con artists are out there, and they can convince even the best of investors to take a wrong turn. They may drop a familiar name to win your confidence. They may also pay you a compliment. So who is most likely to become a victim of fraud? Senior citizens, but also millennials, because they spent a lot of time shopping online. Those who are married, who are college grads, and people who like to make decisions on their own. The profile comes from a study of fraud investigators. They studied fraud victims all across the country. The typical victim is open to listening to sales pitches, attending free seminars, and reading unsolicited mail. Also, someone who's had a negative life event, maybe a loss of a job or an illness. That's the profile of the person who is most likely to be too trusting and too sure of themselves, too optimistic, a wishful thinker. All characteristics of people who could become a victim of fraud. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.